Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, by the grace of God, we confess that we are the Lord's. Now, as you come into this 150th celebration year of confessing Christ as Lord of the world, having suffered the misery of the cross for the sins of the world, we confess today, by God's baptismal grace given to us at the baptismal font, as the Spirit of truth works in the hearts of every believer, young and old alike, we are the Lord's. This certainly is something that I had the privilege of hearing from you, dear saints, and your ones that have gone before you and now rest from their labors and are waiting that eternal day when Christ comes with all his people to gather us to be where he is. But until that day, we have confession after confession. We are the Lord's. People that may have gone in for just a simple kink in the intestines. Not a big surgery by no means. But at that time, this vicar, here your first vicar, had the privilege of hearing a dear saint's confession. In his own way of confessing, we are the Lord's. That I know this is a simple surgery, vicar, he said to me, but no matter what may happen, whether I come through this surgery okay, or whether Christ calls me to my home, he said, I am the Lord's. So whether I live or die, it's what St. Paul's bringing here, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And because we are the Lord's, and as he lives and reigns and has brought us into this kingdom of believers, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. Having sinned against this beloved Lord of ours, who is our master and our neighbor's master also, we confess that we have fallen short of the glory of God, as St. Paul says earlier in this same epistle from Romans. We have fallen short of the glory of God. We confess that before our Lord. We did just a moment ago. And as Christ's servant, I, along with you, received God's mercy through his absolution, men, for these 150 years. I forgive you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that baptismal waters and grace of God flow over as he absolves you individually, but also corporately as his people. But dear Christians, we know that when we have fallen short, it sears the conscience, you see. Let's face it, just as Paul's writings here in Romans chapter 14 points out, people have their own agendas sometimes in life. We see this in public display, some having a peaceful protest, and on the other side, these evildoers that mean to do harm in the darkness of night and destroy buildings. They had their own agendas when they came to town. Sometimes we may have had our own agendas when we came into various meetings, school board or voters or the like. Sometimes we may have had our own agendas when it came to moving to this new hymnal. I said to my former congregation in Rosebud, I said, I could have died with PLH. So I was blessed to hear that we were doing Divine Setting 3 today. Not that those other liturgies are bad. In fact, they're great. But we all have our own agendas, don't we? And in our text today, it was over different Sabbath days or different days of being or different foods to eat. You all have the same master, don't you? For if you call on the name of the Lord, he is the one, is that Lord of your life, not by any works of your own, or you're calling out to him in a way that you should be my Lord, because look at me, I'm a good person. Look at my agenda, it's always towards your will. Ha, not always, because when you cross over that will of God the Father through the Son, as the Spirit enables you to do the right things, we often fall short of that glory of God. And yes, as St. Paul says, we deserve nothing but wrath and punishment. But then he also says, but while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What great mercy then has been shown by agenda-filled and people that are propagating their own agendas, whether it be at the job place, workplace rather, or whether it be in these hallowed halls of Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. We all must fall before the throne and the mercy seat of Christ and continually be calling out, Lord, because you are my Lord, I recognize that I have fallen short. I recognize that I have not lived the way you would want me to. I recognize that I have not loved my neighbor as myself. I recognize that I may have been much like these people in this text today, passing judgment on my neighbor. Lord Christ, I've fallen short. I've fallen short when I've judged my neighbor about how they live their life. When I look at myself, I don't even see the misery that I cause myself, but I look rather to my neighbor's faults and their failures to live according to my way. And if it's not my way, I pretty much gave them the highway. Get lost. I want nothing to do with you. If your agenda is not my agenda, then we have no bit of being together. We have no reason for being together. Rather, get away. I won't talk to you. And where we have fallen short, there's only one way to go, Christians, to the mercy seat of God. Because he is the Lord of all of us. He is the Lord of heaven and earth, and as such, our lives are to be lived as if we are in the Lord, and as such, we live for the Lord in everything that we think, say, and do. Have mercy on us, Lord, for we don't. And he says very clearly here, as we have been buried into Christ in Romans chapter 6, we've died with Christ as if Christ had taken those sins once and for all, buried them in the tomb, and then we also rise with Christ, as St. Paul says further along in Romans chapter 6, 4 and following. He shows us great mercy, causing us to walk not in the ways that we did formerly, but walking in the newness of God's baptismal grace placed on us. Now for 150 years, we confess because of that grace, we live a new life. Even in death, which has been swallowed up in victory, we die, even our death is to the Lord. So die to those sinful passions and desires that want to have your way. And look after your neighbor in a way that is godly, loving him or her all the way to heaven. This work is worked in us through the Holy Spirit that our Lord gives to us, that proceeds from the Father and the Son, that lives and reigns on us. And that to this end, we died with Christ and we are with the Lord. We died to all sinful passions that we might live again. So as you, dear Christians, and I taught this to my confirmation kids when I was here, recall your baptisms daily, even marking yourself, recall your baptisms daily, and confess, I am the Lord's. I am the Lord's. You have brought me out of death, dying and drowning that sinful Adam in me that would not want to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. Rather, let me live this new life, not passing judgment on everyone that comes my way, but rather staying the course. Intention, as sinner saint syndrome, will plague us till the day Christ comes. That sinful flesh that every time it rears its ugly head, drown it in the waters of your baptism, saying, but I am the Lord's. I confess it boldly before myself, before my Lord, and before this world. And as such, my life reflects just that. So as you go into those board meetings, as you go into those areas of conflict, be restored to one another that even though I don't get my way, I confess that I am the Lord's. And as such, even if I don't get my way, I can tip my hat and say, ah, let that not destroy the love that Christ has for us and for each other in Christian fellowship. Let that love be shown to the rest of the world. For 150 years that has happened. I had the joy of experiencing that my vicarage year. Such love for a poor sinner that was stumbling over words. And by the way, now I'm getting to that point where it is what it is, a poor sinner that can't read perfectly. But I'm okay with that because I confess that I am the Lord's, and as I get to do this Lord's work, we share a communion, a fellowship of sinners that have fallen short, but those who in Christ Jesus are alive to God in Christ Jesus through the waters of holy baptism, the faith that was granted in that baptism, and we rise anew to serve Him until Christ comes again. Or we are with Christ, confessing boldly, we are the Lord's, to the glory of the Father through the Son, as we are carried along by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray with me. Now may the peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.